We have a great joy as, well, I hope we never get used to it, but in the last several months we've had it. Here, come on together. Act like you, oh, okay, all right. I understand. My mom and dad are the same way, so I totally understand. All right. But Carrie and Mildy Bashirs, many of you have probably seen them hanging out here lately for the last several months, and it has been a joy to get to know them, and I'm sure many of you have gotten to know them as well. And they just love to laugh and love to praise God and hang out with Christian folk and be here with us, and we appreciate that. So they have decided to join us in our fellowship and in our church family, and so they are both baptized Christians, members of another church, and they will be transferring their membership after today to this congregation, and so make sure you welcome them after we're done here. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or deed of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? I will. Church community, would you please stand with us at this time if you are able? Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Please join with me. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust in God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Amen. Please be seated. As a member of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this particular congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers and your presence and your gifts and your service? The membership covenant that you signed states this: I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship. And I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? Would you please turn and face the congregation now? Members of the household of God, I entrust these individuals to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect them in love, and show them how a true community of faith stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. We celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. Mildy and Carrie, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Let's welcome Carrie and Milton. Mind joining the youth after the service is over? They will greet you with the youth as the service is over, and it is just a joy. Thank you so much for the honor of getting to know you guys and coming on board with us here. And thank you, guys. Give me five. There you go. All right. You can take all the pictures you want, all right? Thank you, guys. You may be seated.